wasn't good. Just gotta make eye contact. Eye contact is key. That's all the umpire talked about the entire game was eye contact or pitch timer or this, that, and this, and what, and whatnot. Like, you gotta lay off a little bit. You can't spend the entire game talking to the players about which what, and that point your finger this way, that way, and you're gonna do that. But what a sloppy game in Phillies land today. Just a bad baseball game just to watch. This is why you get the line of 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, both by your pitcher. Like, that's just not great. And they both led to runs when you can't make clean play on the mound, and then you walk a run in and then let other guys score later. And just, like, sloppy all around. It was 3-1 at one point, and the only way runs scored was a walk after an error by Christopher Sanchez, then a ball where Trey Turner fell down and slipped on the grass. A run scored on that play, and then a fastball that hit JT straight in the wrist as he kept going, and the ball got away. So another run scored. So for a while, like, 3 wacky plays to score runs. And John Kruk was stuck on talking about BOGO night, that he didn't know what BOGO meant. And then when he did know what he meant, he looked it up in a dictionary and then figured out that BOGO is like an actual word in a dictionary. And he was fascinated by that. And I was going to go talk to Larry Anderson on the Friday Night Roundtable about it. So, like, it was that kind of stuff that we were talking about. We were in the 8th inning and we're still talking about BOGO night. And we were on great pace for a while. We were in, like, 8:20, 8:30, and it was the 7th inning, and then 7th inning was just a absolute disaster. Walks and this, that, and then Marte, and Romuto got hit, and you're walking people, no location, almost hitting batters. Chapman comes in for Pittsburgh, and that's just a complete disaster. He can't find the strike zone. He's walking guys left and right. Bases loaded. Marsh comes up. Marsh swings and fouls off 101, but then proceeds to just aggravation. Proceeds to then take the pitch that's down the middle, that's slow in the 80 mile an hour range. Like, what are we doing? What are we looking for? Just a sloppy game, and you can blame it on, like, a lot of things, but I think people will first go to those uniforms are not good. I don't like them personally. The blue City Connect uniforms, just when they did the Boehm was up and bases are loaded with 2 outs and he's working a good at bat. He did end up walking, but when they normally do that pull out camera angle where you have Boehm in the batter's box and you have the dugouts on the side there, and you have the whole fans are in the white and the red and all that, and the players in the red pinstripes, and it looks really neat, or the cream color uniforms. Well, when the player's not in red, it doesn't look as neat, personally. Or, like, the powder blues look so perfect, so beautiful. But when you show that camera angle, when you look at that camera angle, you look at the ballpark, and they're red and white, and they're jumping up and down, and then it's just blue and yellow and dark blue or navy or black or whatever colors they were using. Just not a great look, personally. Marte allowed his first 2 runs of the year. First one earned run, so he was 1.17 ERA as of now. A couple little things. Before the game, Thompson said that he's giving Rojas some time for a soft reset. I don't exactly know why we're doing a soft reset after he had a good series against St. Louis, and you're playing Whit Merrifield, who is really just a disaster right now. That's another way a run scored, a line drive to him that he just couldn't make the play on. He was sliding for it. I get it. Like, it's a sliding play, but when he hits your glove on the inside part of the glove, you should have the glove open enough to be able to catch that ball, which was extremely aggravating to watch with the defense. He was 0 for 4 today. Romuto 0 for 3. Boehm 0 for 3. Harper 2 for 4. And a line drive into right that was caught by a diving, I think it was Jack Sawinski. And that's just a painful catch, getting being able to have that caught. And yeah, so that was the Phillies game today, and that was aggravation central. And hopefully tomorrow, when I'm at the game tomorrow, they give me something good to talk about. So hopefully they get a win tomorrow, as they will play the Pittsburgh Pirates for game 3 of this series. Spencer Turnbull will go for the Phillies. He's 1-0 with a 0.00 ERA. M. Gonzalez is 0-0 with a 2.45 ERA. For Pittsburgh, Phillies have a 52.1% chance to win. I'll be on after that game at some point. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off after a really disastrous, discombobulated baseball game.